Here is a lady right here. Some of you don't know her, but this lady was trying to figure out one night how to make a computer program work for a company she was working for to get all of the finances and everything taken care of, and she could not come up with the proper formulas. So she went to bed. Before she went to bed, she prayed and asked God to show her how to do it. And that night, in a dream, God showed her every formula she needed. She got up the next morning, went in there, and plugged every one of them formulas in, and that spreadsheet's still working today, isn't it, Betty? Isn't that amazing? Now, you know how I've done those things, don't you? You know. See? Now then, is there any exceptions to the rule? If you're a Christian, can all of us do the same thing? Yes. If we ask in faith, walk in obedience to His Word, He'll tell you anything because He knows everything. Isn't that amazing? It's just amazing what God will do. For I will give you the right words. Even those closest to you, your parents, your brothers, your relatives, and your friends will betray you. And some of you will be killed. Some of y'all know where I'm coming from, don't you? Some of you got family that don't want nothing to do with your God. Don't talk to me about that God. I don't want to know Him. Y'all know where I'm coming from? I'll tell you, I have a family that I'm so grateful for. Virtually all of them know Jesus. Now, they're not all the same believing that I am. And here a while back, one of my first cousins, actually my first cousin's son, which was a 60-something year old man, he was killed in a car wreck in Tyler, Texas. Now, Dave and I flew over there to the funeral. And man, he went to a big, beautiful Southern Baptist church. I mean, it's a big monster. We got there, we went to that funeral. While we were there, going to the funeral, a lot of my other cousins, especially from Abilene area, were all over there. And, of course, I hadn't seen them in a long time. You know, I mean, we just don't get together like we used to years ago. So while I was there, I was really having a good time and everything. And they're asking me, Thurman, you know, what you doing now? And I said, well, I'm a preacher now, you know. Well, you always were, you know, religious, you know. So, you know, and so, but they, you know, they're Church of Christ. Most of them are Church of Christ. And so they don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit or any of the powerful things of God. They just haven't had that knowledge. And so Dave was with me. And said, well, what's God doing good? I said, oh, look at this guy. I said, this is Dave Roosevelt. He works for me in the ministry. And I said, Dave, he came to me. He was a computer science engineer, and he had an incurable disease for 40 years. And I met him, and I prayed for him, showed him how to get healed. And he got healed, completely, totally healed. Oh, I said, there's Patty. I want to go and talk to her. I left and walked over. And when I walked off, some of my cousins looked over at Dave and said, is he telling us the truth? That's your own family. Christians. Now, if your own family, which is Christians, don't believe in the power of the Word of God, if you got family that don't believe in God, it's going to be something, isn't it? What did the Lord say there? Who's going to be your worst enemy? Your own family. Those that are closest to you. Your parents, your brothers, your relatives, your friends, they will betray you. We don't even want to think like that, do we? No, I want to pray for mine, and I want to make sure they get saved. Now then, let's go to the next verse, 17 and 18. And everyone will hate you because of your allegiance to me, but not a hair of your head will perish. Now wait a minute, how can that be? Well, not a hair of your head is going to perish. What do you think about those 10,000 Christians over in Ethiopia? Do you think any of those probably had a few hair lost? I think so. What is he actually meaning there? He's really going to take care of you. He didn't say you wouldn't be persecuted. He didn't say you wouldn't be killed. He said you will be killed. If somebody cuts your head off, what's going to happen to your hair? You're going to get messed up. But the king promised that not a hair on your head would be injured. Tom, when you said that, I think about this friend of mine. He used to be a general manager for, he was a great, great Christian man and deacon of the church, had been chairman of deacons and everything else. And I went into his office one day, worked for a lumber company. He was a manager for a big lumber company. And I happened to go over there and I walked into his office and he had a sign there on the wall. God put hair on a few heads And the rest of them, he made perfect. That sounds like a man don't have any hair, do something like that. And of course, Bobby, he was totally, he didn't have hair nowhere. I mean, it was all totally gone. So he considered he is perfect, you know, so I thought, wow. But anyway, and everyone will hate you because of your allegiance to me, but not a hair of your head will perish. Actually, if we die, is that the best thing could happen to us? If we really know Jesus, when we die, we get released from this physical body and we get to be free for the first time ever. Yeah. And we get to go home to be with Jesus. I mean, I think about Howard Pittman when we talked about him and when we went and talked to him, and there he was in that ambulance laying there in excruciating pain with that aneurysm or whatever in his heart, whatever, and he's laying there dying in tremendous pain, and then all of a sudden, he said, I just come up out of there, and I'm standing there looking at these guys talking over my body, but there ain't no pain or nothing. And they're saying, I think we're losing him. He said, obviously they had. I'm standing up here looking at them, listening to them. And then he goes through the veil, and he comes out on the other side, and there's the king. If you don't know Howard Pittman, you don't know what the Lord said to him. We have his interview here. What we recorded that day when we were talking to him, this man died in 1979, and then God brought him back from the dead about a day later, and Howard Pittman is still alive today, but he died in 79. But this is why he came back. When he showed up at the gate entrance into heaven, the Lord said, Howard, if you come through that door, you can't ever go back. But he said, if you come through that door, you will not get a single reward. Is that what you want to hear God say when you get there? He said, Lord, I was a Baptist preacher on earth. You say, well, I ain't never been a preacher. He said, I know you were a Baptist preacher on earth. I was with you every sermon you preached. He said, Lord, my wife and I raised 27 foster children for you. He said, I've heard you brag about that all those years. He said, you didn't raise them children for me. You raised them for yourself. So you could gloat over it. He said, you won't get not one single reward for raising those 27 children. Is that what you want to hear God say when you get there? He says, whatever you did for me, you will receive a reward. If you give a cup of cold water in my name, you'll not lose your reward. But you better give it in my name, the name of Jesus, right? Don't you say, here, I'll help you. I'll do this. I'll do that. No, don't you take any credit, because if you do, he's keeping perfect record. And just like Howard Pittman, he'd been a Baptist preacher. He'd raised him 27 foster children, him and his wife, and he was not going to get one single reward when he walked through the gates of heaven, because he had not done it the way God had told him to do it. And so he asked the Lord, Lord, if I messed up that bad, please let me go back and try this again. And the Lord said, okay, I'm going to let you go back, Howard. But before you go back, I'm going to send you on a trip of the spirit world so you'll see how my spirits work. And then when you get back, whenever a church calls you and asks you to come, you just go. Don't ask them what denomination or nothing. You just go and you tell them what you learned here. He said, now, if it be a little tiny church or a great big one, it makes no difference. You don't ask nothing. You just ask them the address where you're supposed to come and you go tell them what I've told you. And Howard Pittman is still doing that today. Because when we called him and asked him if we could come down there, 4 or 5 years ago? I don't know how long ago it was. I called him. He was in Mississippi. And I called him and asked him, in fact, you know how come I went down there? I'm walking down the Minister Center hallway one day, and just as clear as a bell, I heard this voice. Son, call Howard Pittman. I thought, Howard Pittman? I never heard of Howard Pittman. Who is he? So I just said, okay. So, you know, sometimes when you hear something, you know, you just shrug it off. Okay, call Howard Pittman. I don't know who Howard Pittman is, so okay. So I go a few weeks, and I'm walking down the hallway, and I hear, son, I told you to call Howard Pittman. Okay, Lord, okay. I don't know who Howard Pittman is, so I go in my computer and type in Howard Pittman. Man, I found out who he was. He's all over the place in there. And so I called his number, and he answered the phone. I said, Howard, this is Pastor Thurman Scrivener up here. And I said, the Lord told me to contact you. And so obviously you got something that you need to tell me. And so I'd like to come down and sit down with you and talk to you for a few hours. He said, where are you living? And I said, well, close to Fort Worth. He said, well, Thurman, I'm going to be in Palestine in 2 months. He said, I'm going to drive in on Thursday, and said, on Friday, I could give you the whole day. And said, it'd be a whole lot shorter drive than it would be coming down here to Mississippi. I said, hey, that's a good deal. I said, we'll take it. And so we did. We went down there. All of us went. Everybody in the ministry center, we went down there. We spent the whole day, and Dave recorded it. And, of course, we got the testimony on CD over there called Howard Pittman Testimony. Howard Pittman Testimony. And it's the first 30 minutes is a little background noise. I listened to it the other day again. But there's a little background noise in the first 30 minutes because there was other people in the church talking. But after that 30 minutes, he got really quiet and the rest of it's really good. You can hear really, really good. So we learned a lot of things from Howard Pittman. Verse 19 and 20. By standing firm, you will win your souls. What does that mean? Are you really a Christian? No, what are you going to do to me? I'm going to cut your head off if you ain't a Christian. I mean, if you are a Christian, I'm going to cut your head off. Okay, then I ain't a Christian. Is there going to be some people going to do that? And where it's really going to get us is, are you a Christian? Yes. Okay. If you don't renounce your Christianity, I'm going to cut her head off. Okay. Wow. This guy, he's crazy. He's crazy for Jesus. You know, how many of you have read the story? Let me think. It's in the Apocrypha. I can't think exactly. It's been a long time since I read it. But there's a story in the Apocrypha. That's a Catholic Bible. And some of you may know where it's at if you ever come out of Catholic, if you ever read your Catholic Bible. But it talks about a woman, a mother, and I think her 7 sons. I believe there were 7 of them, and the mother. And a group of mean people came to her one day and said, we want every one of you to denounce that there is a living God. And they all said, no. Okay, then we're going to start with the youngest one, and we're going to cut his tongue out first. And then you must renounce God. So they took the youngest son and cut his tongue off. Nobody would renounce God. Then they cut each hand off one at a time. And then they cut each foot off one at a time. And then they ran the boy through with a sword and killed him and threw his body out and said, okay, number 2 son. And that mother watched them kill every one of her children, not one of her children, not one of them.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Time for Christians to be Christians, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.